The man accused of shooting the US Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords in Tucson, Arizona in January has been found incompetent to stand trial. At one stage during today's hearing, Jared Lee Loeffner had to be taken out of the room after an outburst. I asked our North America correspondent Jane Cowan exactly what had been decided.
Well, Peter, the federal judge Larry Burns has today said that Jared Lee Loeffner is mentally incompetent to stand trial. The judge is saying that he doesn't have a rational understanding of the proceedings. This ruling is the result of mental health evaluations that have been done recently on the 22-year-old by two doctors appointed by the court, and they've concluded that Loeffner appears to suffer from schizophrenia and to experience delusions and irrational thoughts. What this means is that the criminal case against him now goes on hold indefinitely. As it stands, he's pleaded not guilty to the attack and to those 49 federal charges associated with it. But it isn't necessarily the end of the story by a long shot, because now Loeffner will be sent to a psychiatric facility for a period of 4 months in an effort really to restore his mental health. And at that point, there'll be another hearing to judge whether he understands the charges against him at that point.
What happened with that outburst in the court? What was that about?
Well, it was quite dramatic. It caused him to be dragged from the courtroom screaming. He shouted what reporters who were there say sounded like, "Thank you for the freak show. She died in front of me. You're treasonous." Later on, he was brought back in and given the option by the judge to stay if he behaved himself or watch proceedings from another room. And at that point, he opted for the latter, saying that he wanted to watch the TV screen. But it was a very different looking Jared Loeffner who was in court today. He no longer had that shaven head. He had longer hair that was sticking out in all directions, and he was said to have slumped in the chair like an old man throughout the entire proceeding.
This case has, of course, attracted a lot of attention because of who was shot. What's the latest on the injured Congressman Gabrielle Giffords' condition?
Well, she's said to be continuing to make a remarkable recovery, but she's yet to appear in public, Peter. She did travel to Florida to watch her husband, the astronaut Mark Kelly, go into space the other week in the last ever mission for the space shuttle Endeavour, but she wasn't filmed. She watched that from a private viewing area, and since then she's had another operation to reconstruct part of her skull, but that too has gone well, although it's not clear whether she's able to speak in full sentences or whether she even fully understands what happened that day she was shot.
North America correspondent Jane Cowan.